Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. Got our good friend Steve DelBianco with us, ladies and gentlemen. Steve is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now about 10 years or so. He's the executive director of NetChoice, netchoice.org. And he's one of the guys who when you and I wonder if we're going to be able to continue to do business online because of some of the government encroachment that we're hearing about, that we're seeing, he's one of the guys that's out there on the front line, putting himself in harm's way in a lot of cases around the world to stand up for you and me. And I always appreciate that about him. Steve DelBianco, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. You just got back from Toronto, an ICANN meeting. Remind the audience what ICANN is and tell us what you guys did up there.
Thanks, Jim. ICANN is the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers.
Yeah.
Which really doesn't clear things up very much, does it? No, the truth is that ICANN is a nonprofit corporation the U.S. government created about a decade ago to manage the names, the domain names that we all use on the Internet for our emails, for our web browsing
right.
and searching.
When you go to Network Solutions or Web.com or any of those guys and buy a domain name, they're basically the outlet for ICANN, aren't they?
That's right. And ICANN gets to, establish new land when they establish new top-level domains. And that's the characters to the right of the dot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody knows about .com, .biz, .org, .gov, but there's about 270 other country codes that are two characters long, like
right.
.us or .de for Germany.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. And then coming to an Internet near you in the next year will be about 1,400 brand new
1,400
top-level domains. Yes, after 7 years of planning, ICANN has finally just sort of opened up the Oklahoma Sooner land rush.
Is it going to get out of hand?
Well, it probably already passed the out of hand stage.
You think that ship has already sailed?
That ship has sailed. We now we have 1,900 applicants who came in with their own ideas for.
It costs money, though, right? If you want to establish your own domain name, your own top-level
yes,
domain.
Each of these applicants who came in and proposed their own top-level domains were putting down about $200,000 of a deposit or a fee from
yeah.
ICANN, but they're spending twice that on lawyers and, engineering and software,
mm-hmm.
marketing issues. So it's
Who would be an example of somebody who would want that?
Well, one of the biggest applicants was Google. They've applied for .google, .youtube. That was expected.
Right.
But they also applied for things like .search. Right? .home.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon put in 70 applications, Microsoft 14 applications. A handful of marketing companies
mm-hmm.
that are experts at this put in lots of applications for different words. And it might change the way we use the Internet, but then again, it might not. These are
mm-hmm.
just labels. And it might make it so that people will spend a lot less time just guessing what the domain name is. They may actually jump into a search engine. But who knows? Would you go to book.search or would you go to search.book?
Exactly.
If you wanted to look for one of Jim Blasingame's fabulous little books about small business.
Yeah.
And those two companies will both be fighting for that. And one interesting outcome at ICANN is that the governments are involved, but they're not leading the way. They're involved,
mm-hmm.
but they're not ahead. And a handful of governments are objecting to one American company that wants to launch a .patagonia. You know, the Patagonia clothing line?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they put in their brand, like 700 other companies did. They put in their own brand.
Right.
But it turns out the people of the South American region...
Of the country, of the region of Patagonia,
they're not happy about that.
They have something to say about that, huh?
Yeah, well, the rules we wrote said that you couldn't do .Chile or .Peru or
right.
.Brazil without the permission of the government.
Right.
But, Patagonia is not a
country. A region. It's like the Southeast or the Midwest or something like that.
That's exactly right, Jim. Yeah. So this is going to be a tricky one. We have to be very careful not to upset governments, because we need governments to support this private sector-led group. But at the same time, well, you know, Patagonia is not a country.
Right. It's so a beautiful part of the world, but they may have a hard time defending that. That's interesting. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. This is the world of the and the players, folks, in this universe of part of the internet, and this is the world that Steve lives in, and I'm very thankful, as I've said before, that we've got somebody like Steve who's out there reporting on these things, sitting at the table arguing for you and me. I promise you, he's doing that. Anybody tries to propose something that might impinge on us a little bit, infringe on our world, he's standing up for us, and he does that through his directorship of netchoice.org. He and I are going to take a quick break. He's got a list of the fall iAwful list is out. These are things that that we need to stop. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Born on a bayou.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.